Is the Alliance Party the party that's going to bring in water charges and push up people's rates?
Well, first of all, we do need to look to some revenue raising in the context of Northern Ireland. That will be, to our mind, the third thing we do in terms of how we approach our public finances. The first is we have to cut out waste around things like the social investment fund. Secondly, we have to address the cost of a divided society where we're maintaining a very inefficient system, not least, for example, in education that we've just spoken about. And then, thirdly, we would look to some means of revenue raising.
Okay, so would you bring in water charges?
I want to be very clear, Stephen. Whenever we talk about water charges, we do not see those as being a revenue raiser, but we see a change in terms of how we fund water, creating much greater efficiency. But the types of revenue raising that we would consider would be things around, for example, some modest increase in terms of the regional rate, but the potentially introduction of prescription charges. So those are things, if you want to come to, but let me talk about water charges for a moment. The rationale at present is we have a very inefficient way of funding Northern Ireland water through what is in effect a subsidy. The big difference in that regard is because the Northern Ireland water does not have a reliable revenue stream coming in because it's subject to an ongoing political decision. Their ability to borrow well in terms of capital markets is restricted. If you move to a situation where they're funded by what is in effect a water charge, that provides them a much stronger funding stream in which they can go and borrow money to invest in what is a crumbling water infrastructure across Northern Ireland.
Okay, so that's the justification for it?
Yes.
So I presume that it is Alliance Party policy, therefore, that you intend to bring water charges into Northern Ireland?
In our manifesto, we have said, yes, that we would move to a water charge. But the critical issue here, Stephen, is that we do not see the water charge being a net increase in terms of the revenue taken from households. What we would do is move the amount of money that we would raise from a water charge and deduct that equivalent amount from someone's regional rate. And what we're saying is that you would get a bigger bang for your buck if that one same pound is raised through a water charge than it is through the regional rate. Because it opens up the whole spectrum in terms of borrowing.
So the promise that the Alliance is giving is that any water charge, that would be deducted from our rates.
That's right.
So it makes no difference whatsoever.
It does. It makes a huge difference, Stephen, for the reason that I've just outlined. It's all about...
I thought we were talking in the context of revenue raising.
No, we're not. We're talking here about the bang for your buck. The point I'm making is, if you think about...
On public spending, you say some form of progressive revenue raising should be considered by the Northern Ireland Executive.
Yes.
So water charges would not be revenue raising.
The water charges in themselves would not be a revenue raiser. We've talked about things like a small increase in the rate itself.
How much of an increase in our rates?
Well, I mean, we're talking here in terms of a Westminster election rather than an Assembly election.
You've put in your manifesto for this election some form of revenue raising.
Yes, and
the executive. So you've put it into the manifesto.
Yes, and as a general principle, Stephen,
how much would you put our rates up by?
Well, first of all, we have not been a part of the executive for the past year, so we don't have the full sight in terms of the current executive.
If you put it into your manifesto that you're going to put people's rates up, tell us how much.
What we're saying, Stephen, is that as a general point of principle, we are prepared to put our heads above the parapet and say that in terms of a situation we're waiting this, we're going through the roof, our health service is on the brink of collapse, we can't afford to pay our teachers, then yes, we do need to look at revenue raising.
Okay. My mistake, you didn't put it in your manifesto you're going to put rates up. You've told us this morning. So how much would you put it up by?
And the point I'm making, Stephen, is taken in isolation of a global view of the overall budget, I can't give you an answer to that today. The point I'm making is that we would look...
So how do you know you're going to put them up then?
Well, let me say, there's two other elements that we would want to consider first before we look to revenue raising. The first one is the elimination of programmes that are clearly wasteful. For example, social investment fund. Secondly, tackling the cost of a divided society, where we have reports that indicate we're diverting as much as £1 billion every year to managing a divided society rather than investing in shared public services for the public good.
I'll say this to you and then we'll move on. For some people in this country, they have to save up for their rates. Mm-hmm. They just don't dip into a magic money tree and there they go, okay? Yeah. And rates in this country can be thousands of pounds for some people, hundreds of pounds, a week's wages, a month's wages for some people. So you're actually entering this election saying, we might put your rates up, but we're not telling you how much. We're not telling you even a nominal percentage. We're just telling you we might put them up. Well, by the way, vote for us.
Well, Stephen, the key point here is progressive taxation. So progressive taxation is based around people's ability to pay. And indeed, for those people who are on low incomes, they have considerable protection in that regard. But where people can pay a little bit more, we should be encouraging
that. How would you measure that? Well, so low-income earners would be excluded from any rates increase, would they?
Stephen, I'm not here today to set out a specific model in terms of
how this can be done. That you would consider revenue raising, and you're saying one of the ways is to put up rates.
You said it wasn't in the manifesto.
No, I'm saying you're saying this morning.
Yes. No, but the point I'm saying, Stephen, this is the third element of a three-pronged strategy in terms of how we bring some sanity to our public finances. And let's bear in mind, every single person in Northern Ireland depends upon the health service.
Yep.
The health service that's crumbling, where people are waiting years, and you've highlighted yourself in this programme, for long-term conditions that haven't been properly addressed, and they're suffering in real pain and anxiety as a consequence of that. So we do need to get real about how we're actually managing our public finances in Northern Ireland.